Okay, we're on Chavav on the base, the bottom. Omar Shmuel, Yisa Adam Dome, Va'al Yisa Baz Dome, Shezu Ba Mitipa Kshera, Vezu Ba Mitipa Psula. Shmuel said the following. Dome, see Rashi explains what a Dome is. Dome, Nitenes, Vinidberes, Befi Kol Al Niufeho. She's the object of gossip. Everybody talks about how unsanua she is and conjecture about her being mezanet. There's no, what's it called, the Gemara speaks about where a woman becomes usher to her husband with a kol de lo posik, if there's a gossip that doesn't stop and it has grounds to it. Here's just gossip. People talk about her, and she's obviously not the paradigm of tznius. So dome, what is the word dome? Loshon kolsha v'dibur kidamrinan benida dumas ircha also kach v'ahu lav chshadhu. Right, it's not that there's grounds for a suspicion. Ela dibur yes, people just to go around gossiping. Right, but Lamaisa, she's a woman who's an object of all this gossip. Shoyunid borim bo al chavivoseho shobala, right, the af kol shaloshin dibur yeseru, lefiha hu nepach loshin shevach loshin genai. Right, it could either be people talk about somebody extra praiseworthy or extra derogatory. So the word, what's it called, doma itself can be used either way. But Lamaisa, what's it called here, it means that people talk about her excessively, about her not being tzanua. Okay, so if you have a choice, right, so she's not osir to marry. She's mutter to marry even to a kohen. But if you have a choice, you only have two, you're better to marry somebody else. But if you have a choice to marry a doma or a bas doma, so better to marry the doma than the bas doma. Why? Because the doma, it's only her actions that make her good, or make no good. First of all, maybe it's not even true, the gossip. And second of all, she could do tshuva. But the bas doma has a problem in her yichus. Because if it is true, she comes from a tipa she'ena kshera. Maybe she's a mamzeres, right? Even though there's no halachic reason to assume that. But the maisa, you don't know. So better to start up with the doma than the bas doma. What? Yeah, it could be Lashon Hara, but Lamaisa people speak Lashon Hara sometimes. Vizu ba mi bia mi, what do you mean, yes. Samara says, Rav Yochanan Omar, Yisa Adam Bas Doma, Val Yisa Doma, just the opposite. Better to marry the daughter than the woman herself. Shizu Omeres Becheskas Kashrus, Vizu Ein Omeres Becheskas Kashrus. Maisa, the daughter, is nothing wrong with her except her possible Yichus. Masha Ein Kain, the woman lost her cheskes kashrus to a certain degree because of all the gossip. Rashi, the zuba mi when you get here, meshtei, no se adam dome. A man could marry a woman who is the object of gossip that she's not tzanua or that she was mezane. Omar Rava v'tizbra no se lechatchila. That's the advice you give people. Go find a dome and marry her. Ela im nosa tani nami bas, what's a tani nami basma, right? So ela mai, what does it mean? It means if you married her, so okay, so what's it called, so therefore there's no raya from here. It means if you married a doma is also okay, and the evident bas doma is also okay. It doesn't tell me which one is better. The hilchasa, the halacha is, if you have the choice, and you can only marry one of two women, right? Yisa adam bas doma val yisa doma. Better to marry the daughter than the mother. The tani rav tachlifa bar marava kamed ravo isha mezana baneha ksherim. Why? Because ro bilos achrabal. Even if the mother was mezana, that doesn't mean that the daughter is a mamzeris, because she's still living with her husband, so maybe this child was conceived from the husband. And other rav, ro bilos achrabal. Okay. So Rashi, v'zu bia, v'zeh bo mi bia psula, Shema Meovi Kochovim, O Manzer. Right, the daughter, right, maybe she's posel. The mother doesn't become posel because she was whatever, Mazana, whatever. She's also to her husband and also to the Boel. Right, and we're not even sure she was Mazana. But the daughter, if the mother was Mazana, it could be she's a Mamzeris. Shezu Habas Omedes Becheskes Kashrus Uteres Labal. The daughter, right, Lamai says is Cheskes Kashrus, and therefore we put her on her chazaka and we say she's not possible. Ule Tipa Psula Lo Chashinan, right, the Robilus Achrabal Umibala Nisabra. Even if the mother was Mazana, it doesn't mean the daughter is possible, because maybe she was conceived from the father, from the husband, and there's more Mistabra that she was conceived from the husband because Robilus Achrabal. The zu eino omeres becheskes kashrus she mizana tachtov v'neseras olav, because we're afraid that she'll keep up and live up to her reputation, and you'll marry her and she'll end up being mizana, becoming osur to you. The hu eino roe v'eino megarsha u'boale be'isur, and he won't know about it and he won't divorce her and he'll live with her be'isur because she's osur to him because she was mizana. The Tizbra Nosi Lechatchila. So Rava said you can't say that that Brisa doesn't need explanation, because it can't mean what it says, that you should go out and look for a doma to marry. Right? Chavadi Mikalkalale. Surely if you have a choice and you can marry a good woman, go marry a good woman. Don't marry a woman as a doma. El al korchach mishabeshtohi. Right? Uboyis lemitarzo ulemasne imnoso adam doma mutter. Therefore the Brisa, the way it stands, is not has to be corrected. It has to be qualified. So once you're qualifying it, you can qualify and say it's talking about Bastoma. The Kivan the boys with Tarzo Almatana Lav Davka. The low most vina mina. You can't ask kashas from a Brisa that anyway you have to fix up and qualify. Dikalamer Bahonomito the Tani Nomi Bastoma and Akanami. Could be the Brisa really meant to say Bastoma, not Doma. Doesn't mean marry this one or that one. If you can find a good woman who's neither, go marry her. Right? Somebody who he's on a desert island and he has two women he could marry. The mother or the daughter. The mother has a gossip against her and he's shipwrecked and he has these two women, or he's living in a place and there's no other people who want to marry him. Right, these are the only two who are willing to marry him. Right, he's also no great Metziah. Right, so Yisazu v'al Yisazu. Then it says the advice is, if you only have these two to marry, this is the better one. The Tani Rav Tachlifa Hilkach Bas Doma Kiven Dikshirahi. Right, Tov Lo Shisoema Shetehei Tachto Becheskes Heter. Better to marry the girl who has nothing wrong with herself, just a possible yichus problem, and that not such a problem because she has a cheskes kashrus and ro bilasachar abal, than rather to marry a woman that maybe is a real problem herself and she's going to end up being mizan and becoming osur to you. Okay, let's go on. Boy Rav Amram. Hoysa prutza biyoser mahu. Do we say this klal of rov be'ilas achar abal under normal circumstances, where a woman is mizana periodically, right? Or we're of choshe that she is. So then we say rov be'ilas achar abal. But what if it happens she's really a terrible prutza and every night she's with somebody else? So then maybe the bios asuros outnumber the be'ilas abal. Right, the husband, what's it called, is careful to watch his wife and not let her go out and be mizana, right, when he knows she could become pregnant. So if you hold that a woman gets pregnant somuch levesta, and Tosfos explains, talking over here, she doesn't have a vest kavua, so you never know when the vest is coming. If she would have a vest kavua, then this would not be a question. Right, so she gets pregnant close to when her vest is, and you don't know when that's happening, so he doesn't know when to protect her, when to be extra careful that she shouldn't go out and become pregnant. Right, so there, like Kisi Boyalov, the question is only Aliba the Mandiomra Ainisha Mesaberis Alasomach Litvilosa. that a woman becomes pregnant, when does she ovulate? So it could be she ovulates before, right before she gets her period, in those few days before her vest, or she ovulates after she goes to the mikveh. That's the shaila. When is the vadish can be correct at either time. Either time, she's what's it called, she's fertile. But when is the ikar ovulation, that's a machlokis. Samach levesta or samach letvilasa. Tvila, you know when she goes to the mikveh. So the husband can be extra careful to make sure that he locks his wife up, you know, what's it called, in the house, right? She shouldn't go around to the bars, the night after the tvila. That night, or the next few days, right? Because then she doesn't want her to get pregnant. Okay. My, kiven the yoda banaturi nimterla, right? Since he knows when she is fertile, so he's going to watch her extra careful that she doesn't become pregnant for somebody else. Or maybe you can't watch a woman like that. Maybe she's such an extra prutza, he can't watch her, he gave up. And he can't watch her and keep her around and make sure she won't get pregnant. So there it's possible that we don't say rov be'ilos achar habaal in such a situation. See? Einisha mesaberes. Ahaisa prutza be'yotzer. De'ika le'mechash de'rov be'ilos mishal acherim. Here it may be that most of the time she's living with somebody else, not her husband. Mahu, shiyu boneh ksherim. Do we still say this klal of rov be'ilos achar habaal or not? Einim mesaberes ela samach levesta. Lifnei vesas nidasa yom echad. The time that she's most fertile is right before she sees damnida. Damnida is when there's a breakdown in the, and she becomes unfertile. Right? But the greatest time of fertility is right before her vest. The lo yoda habal as vest nidasa, like Tosa says, talking about a woman who doesn't have a vest kavua, so it could come at any time. The linintera, also hayom, meliznos, shalotisaber biznos, he doesn't know when she's going to become a nida, there's no vest kavua over here. So he's surprised, the next day she became a nida, the day before he should have watched her, but he didn't know that the day before. Kiti boyaloch, plugsa, b'meseches nida. It's machlokes b'meseches nida. When is a woman most fertile? Before her tvila, after her tvila, or before her vest? Samach l'tvila. So la'achar she tavla b'yom tvilasa o l'yom machar. A day or two, immediately after her tvila, right? That's when she's most fertile. Al dilma kivan, and therefore he knows she went to the mikveh. So those 2 days, he's very careful not to let her out of the house to go be mezana. Or maybe not. Odil makiva de prutza he beyoser lomotzi minterla. It's impossible to watch a woman like that. She nishmetes metzlo pito. She all of a sudden she disappears. So maybe there also, even according to that mandiyamra, we wouldn't say rov be'ilos achar habaal. Even what's it called? Even with a woman that we know when her tefila was, and you hold that she's most fertile after the tefila. Okay. Tana rabbanan ve'elu shebezim mekanin. Right. These are the people that what's it called that the bezin, the women that bezed in his mekana, tana rabbanan ish matamud lomer ish ish right, it says ish ki sister ish. What's ish ki sister? The rabbos eisha scherish, the eisha shota, the eisha shiamum, v'shaholach baala lemedina sayam, v'shahoya chovish v'esu asurim, shebezin mekana lohem leposel miksubasa. Right, these women that the husband can't be mekana, he's a deaf mute. Or he's totally insane, or he's just a little disturbed, or he went to Medina Sayyam, or he's locked up in jail. So he's not capable of being Makana, and the Beis Din sees that she is getting too familiar with other people. So they're Makana, not that they should be able to go through the process because of their Nui, because you need the Hevi Ha'ish as Ishto, right? Behave right. But Lamaisa, in order that she should lose her ksuba. Yochel aflash kolson, tamad lomar, vehevi ha'isha sishto. Can't bring her to drink by the kinui of the Beis Din because it has to be vehevi ha'isha sishto. Rabbi Yossi omer aflash kolson. No. Why? L'chashiyetz ebal in vesu asuri in yashkena. If the guy becomes cured from being insane or he gets out of prison, which is the most possible case, right? Or he becomes undisturbed or whatever, or he comes back from Medina Sayyam and he finds that the Beis Din was Mekana, his wife, And then, what's it called? She is Nister. After he comes back, so he brings her for the what's it called? He can do it on the smach of the kinui of the basin. V'maykom miflege. What's the machlokas? Whether the kinui of basin helps after he'll be able to bring her. Rabbonin savri bo'ina v'kinu v'heidi. You need that there shouldn't be anything in between where the kinui and the hava, meaning from the time he's makanda her and she's nister, he could immediately bring her. But if at the time that there was a kinui, he couldn't bring her, right? And then only circumstances changed and now he could bring her, that's no good. You need the kinui v'heidi. But if Yossi sover lo kinui v'kinu v'heidi, he also doesn't learn that drasha, and therefore as long as there's kinui, and now that she's nister, he could bring her, then he can bring her on the kinui, even the kinui that at the time the kinui was made, he couldn't bring her. Well,
right.
No, so that we have a ribui, ish ish. Right? It says ishki, it says ish ish. So the ish ish tells me it's lav dafka him, right? But on the heavy, there's no ribui. Tana Rabbanan. Asher tiste isho tachas isho. Right? Lehakish ish leisho veisho leish. Right? It says tiste isho tachas isho, which means the husband. So it comes to tell me that the woman and the man, we learn one halachas one from the other. Meaning what? Lamai helchasa. Omrev sheshes. Kashem shim hu suma. Lo havi mashke. Dechsi v'neva me'ene isho. He has to be able to see. And this was hidden from him. But if he couldn't see anything, so it's not v'nela me'enei isha, so if the husband is blind, then this whole, the parasha doesn't apply. Kachi, im hoisesum, alo hoisesosa. Same thing, if she's blind, even though it doesn't fit in the pasuk, but we learn whatever mumim, exempt him from the parasha, exempt her from the parasha too, if she has the same mum. Ravashi omer kashem shechigeres v'gidemes, lo hoisesosa, the opposite case. We learn from Psukim that if she is lame, or what's it called, doesn't have a hand, right? So she doesn't drink. Tichsiv, the hemid, hakoein es ha'isha lifnei Hashem, the nosan al kapeha. She has to be able to stand up, and he has to be able to put it on her hands. She doesn't have any hands, or she can't stand because she's lame, so she's not in the parsha. Kachu im hoyecheger o gidei lo hayamashka. Same thing goes that if he, even though there's no reason in the pasuk to be mamayit him, but since it's hukash ish ala ish, right, whatever mumim exempt her, if he has those mumim, they're also exempt from the parsha. Mabra vashi omar kishem she ilemes lohaisa shosa, and ilemes also, if she's a mute, she also doesn't drink. To see the omra ish amen amen, she has to be able to say, talk, she has to be answer amen. Kachu im hoya ilem lohayama, same thing. If he was a mute, also not. Okay. See. The kina v'hevi, hamekana la yishakena. Right, only the husband who is mekana her can be mashka her. The ikasha, the kinu nami hakiv. Rafael's question. Rashi also got right. Right. By the kinu, it also says. The kinoi es ishto, the mashma the bala mekanelo velo acher hamisrabi mi ishish. My answer, right? So that's what's it called. Rashi is mechaven to two of us. Okay. Asher tiste isha tachas isha kroy seiruhu lidrasha besofa parsha zos toras aknos. This is the parsha of Sota, and it compares ish to isha. Lahakish isha li ish li isha kin meforish va'azul amai hilchasa. Ravashi omar mar meforish hakesha di ish ish li isha. One explains where we know the man is out of the parasha, and then we learn from that that the woman in a similar situation is also out. And mar meforish hakesha di ish li isha. And the other one tells me where we know that the woman is out of the parasha, and then we extend that to the man too. The low plea is not a machlokas. Either one, each one's explaining one half of the equation. The hamid, the low chigeris. She can't be lame. She has to be able to stand up on her own two legs. The nosan al kateha, the low gidemes ktua yadayim. She can't be a person who doesn't have hands, right? Doesn't have arms. because he has to put it on her palms, and she doesn't have palms, so she's out of the parasha. Okay, hadron lecharusa, hadron lecharusa, hadron lecharusa.
Both hands stop.
Huh?
Is both hands, or is it just one?
Mustama, right hand, because that Mustama. That's it. What? Right, no, no. But, yeah, but it either is, what if she has a left hand and not a right hand?
Oh, but she needs to have two palms.
Why? Ah, yeah, okay. So maybe if she only has one, so she doesn't have that.